What do we do when someone has a meltdown in a public space? Stay calm, approach with compassion, speak quietly and gently, and offer help such as taking the person for a walk or calling someone. These suggestions were well received at a recent public information session that focused on understanding common mental health disorders, recognizing distress, and responding in ways that support safety and dignity. Some participants work in hospitality where they witness and try to manage mental health situations. Others volunteer at a charity shop where distress situations are a common occurrence. Psychiatrist Dr. Joe Burley guided participants through scenarios, described symptoms of several disorders, and gave clear suggestions of how to handle a person in distress. Dr. Burley tells us more.
So we all have seen these people. And they all have various reactions, I think, but part of the idea, I think, is just to help us see them as people, because when they do odd things and they have psychotic behaviors, we tend to see them as other, them and us, and we're not like that, and that's, we probably will talk a fair bit about stigma tonight. We'd like to think, I mean, we started to talk about stigma back in the early 2000s or late 90s, and we thought we were doing better, but recently we've actually seen stigma increase again. So, and maybe that has to do with the sort of general climate of the world these days. As we talk about these things, probably a good idea, it would be great if you could think about how would I react to this, you know? What are my feelings if I seem about somebody like this? What emotions do I have? And what should I do? And we'll talk a little bit about what we should do and what we shouldn't do, I think, with some of these people. I think you can imagine that, I mean, if somebody walked up to me in the street who didn't know me and said, you walk funny, I'd be embarrassed immediately, you know? But these people are in the midst of a crisis and often feel like they don't have any agency or control. And so we have to remember that if we want to try and help them and communicate with them.
Anxiety is a common mental disorder, and Dr. Burley describes some symptoms.
And most people won't tell anybody that they have anxiety unless it's somebody very close, because almost everybody I see says, if people knew this, they'd know how weak I am. And so that's the business of stigma. You know, that's how people see themselves. And I don't think I see very rarely anybody who says, this means I'm weak, or I'm a wimp, or I should be able to get over this myself. And that's probably the biggest stigma thing, I think. It's right at the bottom of everything, along with all the negative judgments and the shaming stuff and that kind of stuff.
What are the other things that anxiety looks like? So talking a lot?
Not sleeping, tremor, intermittent predisposition to panic attacks, rapid heart, muscle tension, tension headaches.
What about irritability?
Yeah, irritability, especially if the anxiety, it kind of fluctuates, right? If somebody's really worrying and somebody wants something from them, more likely to say, get off my back, you know, and be irritable. Insomnia is something we often forget about, is being anxious for hours or days at a time is exhausting. So fatigue is a really common symptom. You know, I just when I used to started out in medicine, I would be on call for, you know, a weekend. I'd be blitzed by the end of it. I couldn't barely stand up because I'd been like this all the time, you know. And a lot of that physical stuff is not conscious, you know, it just is part of it. So part of helping people get better is helping them recognize.
So that's what it looks like. That's awesome. So now we want to talk about what to do. So this sounds like it's a situation where we can probably support the person. Mm-hmm. If it's an acquaintance or if it's somebody at the grocery store, what do we do in order to hold space?
I think in the acute sense, to approach them gently. Don't immediately go up and hug them, touch them. Validate their symptoms. I see you're really upset, you're really anxious, nobody's going to tell you you can't be. And is there something that I can do? Is there somebody I could call who could help you? Or would you like me to take you someplace? Would you like to go home? But things that are not threatening. Because, as I said, people are going to be really embarrassed, you know. And many people would say, no, no, I'm okay, I'm okay. And sometimes it's just worth saying, I know you're saying that, but you don't seem okay to me. Are you all right? And just that, I think, can make a big difference in helping someone kind of settle and be calmer. So the connection, being cared about, and then if you think about, in the longer term, talking about it and having somebody reflect back to you what they see helps you see who you are and what you're experiencing. And that's something we can do for each other.